Hi everyone, and thank you for coming. Today I would like to entertain the idea of baggage and clutter. It's been something that I'm on and off looking at, and it looks like I never seem to finish with it. And so this question came to me, are all your ducks in a row? And some people can say, I don't have ducks. But there's this expression, you know, to have all your ducks in a row. And then I started looking into this. Actually, it's interesting that the ducks all the time walk in a row, because I do actually have ducks, and I can observe them. I see what they just like to walk in a path, in a row. And they arrange themselves in different way, depends on if they're going at night in the house or walking around in the yard. They just like to be arranged in a row. And so then, do we all have ducks? Metaphorically, we do. I like the idea that ducks actually are symbolizing emotional comfort and protection. This idea resonates with me. And we all have emotions. And way more than that. So are all our emotions in a row? Are we comfortable with them? And then we get to this concept of looking at the mind, because it's involved in emotions and thoughts and feelings and what comes first, what follows. What originates are the emotions, or the thoughts, or the feelings. And this is a little bit like the question of the chicken or the egg, which one came first. Depending on the point of view we look at it, we can see different outcomes. And what is, you know, the purpose of we having thoughts, feelings, and emotions? Well, it is actually very interesting that they are a guidance for us to see where we are, how we feel, and what's going on. So I'll give an example that just happened a few minutes ago. I had to dial here on the phone, and for some reason I was getting a message that I'm not putting the code. And I was putting the code. So obviously, at this moment of time, my energy was not resonating with this one of the phone, and so they were not clicking. Although I was seemingly dialing the access code, the phone was telling me, please put the code, you know, the voice. And obviously I put it, but it was like invisible for it, wasn't registering it. And then what happened? Well, I actually felt tension because I was looking at the time. I started well enough on time to do this in order to be able to come and speak with you here on time. And instead of this, I was going in a loop of, please put the code. And yes, we can look at this from many different points of view. But that's one way of seeing what's going on is, okay, how did I feel? Did I feel comfortable with this? And I have to confess I didn't. So for me personally, when there's a pressure for time, like something has to happen and for some reason it's delayed or not happening, I feel tension. That's very unpleasant for me. And so what happens? Well, there's a whole lot of emotions and feelings and thoughts that come out, they get activated, and they actually resonate with memories, with previous experiences, with previous thoughts. Everything is brought up to the surface. And it's very interesting that what happens is, in the same situation, different people or different beings will respond differently. And this is directly related to all the thoughts, feelings, emotions, experiences, memories, all the energies that we are, and all the energies that could be not even ours, but for one reason or another right now are representing us, or they interfere with our energy field. They could be lodged in our field, and they're basically expressing themselves. And although this is not detectable for the five senses, we cannot obviously smell it, taste it, hear it, touch it, or see it, because it's still in the form of energy, which is a high frequency that we can detect with the five senses, we can very well detect with the five senses the result of that. All these thoughts, feelings, and emotions that come up, we can feel it. And we can observe how we feel. Do we feel comfortable or not? Do we feel relaxed or tense? And just looking at me, a few minutes ago, I did not feel comfortable. I was basically not liking how I felt. So what is to do in this case? Is it to pretend it's comfortable? Or is it better to just acknowledge it? Okay, right now, this here is interfering with my energy field in a way that the resonance is unpleasant. I don't like how it feels. And the moment we actually acknowledge it, we open the door to this, something very interesting happens. We are attending to it. Instead of, oh, it doesn't feel comfortable, let's just bury it and throw it away somewhere. And so the difference between all this is the results that we get. Because what happens is our subconscious mind is a very big fraction of the mind. I don't believe that's accurate exactly as to computing what percentage it is, but just for the sake of comparison, we can say it's like 96 or so percent of the mind, and the rest, if we decide that the whole mind is 100%, will be conscious. So the conscious mind is a very small fraction of the subconscious. And the subconscious has this record, a continuous record of every single thing that happens with us. It doesn't matter if we're awake or asleep. And interestingly enough, actually, the subconscious mind doesn't sleep. It's continuously registering, recording. And that's why actually one way to get to it is if we're sleeping. Because what happens is then the conscious mind is out of the way. Because we're asleep, we're in a different state of being. Our brain waves are much slower. And then we can actually get to the subconscious and reprogram it. And then what I would like to touch on today is cleaning, clearing, releasing. What is this? Well, it's actually a very important part of every manifestation. And it happens on all levels. It could be physical, it could be mental, emotional, spiritual. It could be in the stuff that we perceive with the five senses, and also in the things that are not readily available to be perceived by the five senses, just the result of it is. So what do I mean here? Well, if there's a physical clutter that we can see, obviously, or feel it or detect it in any way with the five senses, that is a physical clutter that we can get rid of. I'm sure that many people will have different opinions, but the truth is that no matter if we see it or not, it is actually affecting us because it is energy that's of different frequency from the energy of, for instance, flowing vibration, easily flowing open space. And what happens as a result is that basically, because the frequency is different, one will kind of like win. So what do we mean here? Well, if we have energy of different frequency vibration, it cannot coexist next to each other. For instance, we cannot have love and fear at the same time. The frequency of those are very different. Love is of high vibration and fear is of low vibration. And they cannot coexist. That's how we can also experience love and fear at the same time. No matter if we think that we cannot. We cannot. If we're in a state of love, fear is not present, and vice versa. So what happens if they're like different beings? They could be humans, they could be animals, or others that are, let's say, in proximity of each other, next to each other, and they are in a different frequency vibration. Let's say one really is feeling love, so they are vibrating at the resonance of love, and the other one is at fear. So I just give this as an example. As I said, those are very different frequency vibrations, and what happens is they cannot stay next to each other. So one will start to affect the other. And depending on which one is stronger, more persistent, the result will be corresponding. So let's look at it. So if we have one is love, the other one is fear, and love is really strong. In general, love is strong and persistent. But if there are other things that start to resonate with the one who is actually sitting there and just being, experiencing love, and they have some other things inside of them that basically are resonating, start to resonate with that fear, what will happen is this vibration of love will start to lower and will start to match the vibration of fear. So basically those two beings will start to feel both like the one that experiences fear. On the other side, if the one that is experiencing love is really settled in that, very comfortable in it, and it's not going to budge, it just keeps that vibration, what happens is the one that is in fear will start to raise the frequency of vibration, and the fear will start to dissolve because they'll be matching the frequency of love. So basically you get this match. And yeah, so there could be a few things that happen. Either the vibration of love gets lowered and starts to match this one of fear, or the vibration of fear starts to raise and starts to match this one of love, which would be the optimum result. Or the one of love starts to lower down to match fear, and the one of fear somehow starts to elevate a little bit. So they meet somewhere in the middle between love and fear. Could be infinitely many states between that. And so obviously the most optimum will be if the one experiencing love really stays there so that the other one starts to match it. And so who does this depend on? Well, I start with the example that we have some kind of a physical clutter, let's say, in the environment, in the room, in the house, in the place that we are. Doesn't matter if it's ours or not. So this physical clutter is basically manifesting for us. It's sitting there, it's vibrating at a certain frequency. And that frequency is not flowing because it's cluttered. Let's say it's a pile of something. It doesn't matter if it's paper, clothes, anything else. The way it's on a pile cannot be used. So in order to be used, it has to be moved. And actually movement changes the frequency of vibration, interestingly. But so that's it. We cannot basically use it until and unless we move it around. And so once we start moving it, we have an option to make it orderly, see if everything there is serving us, and if not, to release it. Or if everything else is serving us, but it's just out of order, we can put it in order. So basically bring the chaos of the pile, of the clutter, into order. And this changes the vibration. Then we can also use it. So I have experience with a pile of paper, and I know that something is in the pile. And if the pile is arranged, it will be very easy to immediately get it. If it's not, you have to go through a certain amount of the pile in order to get to it. So, again, it's an obstacle that could be considered an opportunity for arrangement, for order. And then when we look at it, are all our ducks in a row? Maybe the ducks walk in a row for a certain reason because they are sensitive to the flow of energy, and that's one way that the energy flows. They basically are flowing one after the other. And when you look at it, everything in our life is dependent on the order. And if we don't have an order, we have to do what? Well, releasing it, clearing it. It doesn't matter if it's a tangible pile of something that we can perceive with the five senses, or it's something that is not detectable to the five senses, like emotions and feelings and other energies that are stuck in us. It doesn't matter if they are ours or not. The same thing, like it doesn't matter if you are in a room that has piles. They may not be your piles, but they are affecting the energy, the flow of energy in the room. And it's basically like the room is meditating that vibration, which is stuck all the time. So what happens is, like, when we go into meditation, we go into alpha or deeper state of waves, brain waves, and then we are more perceptible to change, because we actually, the conscious mind gets out of the way, and we can work with the subconscious that has record of everything necessary for us. So what happens is we don't stay in meditation 24/7, and our environment, when it's cluttered, when it's chaotic, when it's out of order, well, here's things that don't belong there. They may have been relevant once upon a time, but not anymore. It could be a coupon that was valuable until September 10th last year, but not anymore. So now is the recycling. And sitting there, it doesn't matter how neatly it's arranged, it is basically blocking the energy. And one thing that is important to remember here, that energy is very intelligent. So it's actually always giving us a mirror image of what's going on. The clutter that's within us, we may not be able to perceive with the five senses, and the one that's on the outside of us. And so basically, in order for us to create something that's of better frequency and we desire and we like, well, we have to release everything that is not. We have to release the piles. And another thing is very relevant here, that it's possible you go through everything and arrange it and it's completely relevant and orderly and done now. But then it's a good idea in a month or so, or at least once a season, to go there and look at it again. Because as I said, things may change their relevance. Maybe something was relevant for that time, but it's not anymore. And the same thing with, because when we release things, our vibration raises. What was resonating with us before, it doesn't anymore. So even if something felt like, oh, this is really great, it may not be anymore. And the same thing is with everything. So today I encourage you and me and every one of us to look in the environment and start with that. You know, sometimes it is easier to start with the environment and put it in order, and this will prompt again to put yourself in order. Or start wherever you feel like it. Just start and do not procrastinate. So what is causing procrastination? Well, many different things, and it will be individual causes for every one of us. But one that's kind of a major cause is clutter. It's stuff that don't belong, that are chaotic, that are piled up, that are preventing the energy from flowing. And everything has a priority. So for instance, if we have a room to vacuum and there's stuff on the floor, we cannot vacuum until we remove the stuff from the floor. So starting to vacuum first will be very tedious. We have to stop at every, whatever it is, pile or something, move it, vacuum under it, or we can remove everything, then vacuum easily. And so the same thing here in our lives, we have priorities. And most of the time what happens is when we are stuck and we procrastinate, one reason could be that because we're not clear on what's the priority of it, or because it's so cluttered that we basically are stuck. Our environment is causing us to be stuck in we don't even know how to start. So in a case like this, it may be helpful to have somebody who is a friend or a family member to ask them basically to help you start. Because what happens is once you start, it's easier to proceed. Because the energy starts to pick up. Again, we said movement changes the vibration. The moment you start, there is a movement. And that changes the vibration. And it's important to know that no matter what you do, and when we do, we have to release what doesn't serve us anymore. So if we want to change the carpet, we're not going to put the new one on the top of the old one, only because the new one looks so good, everything is fine. Well, we have to release, clear, let go, remove the old one. And then use your own discernment, what's the best thing to do with it, depending on what condition it is and whatever. If really this is a carpet, it may be useful to somebody else, but not to you anymore. It may be recycling, it may be garbage, it is whatever it is. But the moment we take action and really go with it, everything changes for the better. So I am actually in the process of doing this. And as I said, for one reason or another, I always do this process to a certain percentage and never finish it. Well, this time I am going to finish it. And I started to notice some major changes here in how everything flows. The things that felt really no movement whatsoever, and I wasn't even attending to them, they started to move. Even was interesting that I had a domain name that registered with a certain company and the customer service is not available. So it's very difficult to contact them and change things. And I have intended for years to basically transfer it to my other provider, which is reliable. The question is that in order to do the transfer, you have to unlock that domain name. And in order to do this, you have to use customer service. And it's not available. So what happens? This feels like a very stuck energy. And the interesting thing is that actually yesterday I had this experience because I'm in the process of really arranging things around here. I get this courtesy call just to see how it is from the company that I like, that's reliable with my service provider of my domain names and hosting. And then I asked them, literally, I wasn't even thinking of this when they called, but then it came to me during the conversation, how can I transfer this domain name? And what happened is, yeah, there are some instructions, but again, I have to get in touch with the customer service of the current domain name provider where it's parked there. And it turned out that it's kind of, okay, no exit. In order to do this, they have to give you that, but you can't contact them. They're not available. And then actually the guy on the line said something, this looks like it's very uncomfortable, and I've never seen a company like that that doesn't provide proper... You know, you should be able to log into your account and see all this information there, not even be able to get customer service or all this not being available in your account. And anyway, but he said if you just go through it, it will be, even if it feels unpleasant, it will be once and for all and then it's undone. And this really is the thing, that because it feels like a wall, I don't want to go through it, we may leave it like I've left it for all these years. But if I just decide, now I'm going to go through it and I'm going to change it, and then it will be fine, because even if it's something is not even tangible, it's a domain name, it's not even here, it's not tangible, it's not a pile. It is an energetic pile that actually is preventing things from flowing. And so, interestingly enough, I would like to point out that the moment we decide, okay, I'll do it, the whole energy starts to arrange to serve us. So it is very important for us to decide, okay, I'll do it, instead of, it really doesn't feel like it's flowing. Well, it doesn't feel like it's flowing because it's reflection of the things not flowing. That's the whole point of this conversation. That's the whole point of everything that we're saying here, that it's not flowing for a reason. The ducks are not in a row because it's all scrambled and fragmented. And, you know, if we look at the flow, it doesn't matter if it's a flow of air, a flow of water, you have a smoothness to it, then it's really flowing. And if there are any obstacles, they chop it up, they prevent it. Recently I looked at for a fan, a cooling fan, and they were basically explaining how effective is the fan. It doesn't have any blades. And they were saying when you have blades, although it may look like logically, okay, they're going to rotate and move the air, what's happening, they're basically chopping up the flow of air, so you get a very small percentage, just a few percentage, 3 or 4 or 5, of cooling instead of having a much bigger, like 100% cooling in a continuous flow because there's no blades. And actually when you look at it a bit deeper, it makes sense. There are no blades, so there's nothing to collect dust. There's nothing to, to have to be moved and to cause resistance. And on the other side, it's actually not fragmenting the air, the flow of the air, the movement of it, by those blades. And still, obviously most of the fans were with blades, because that's how we obviously saw it, and whoever invented it, and then all of us who use it, we thought that's how it is. Until somebody else decided, okay, what else is possible here? Let's offer a different frequency of vibration. And then, when we decide that that's what we're going to do, even if we don't know what's the solution, we decide, okay, I like it to be better. How can get even better than this? What is it? Then, that decision propels an arrangement of energy that starts to move, and as I said, with movement, it opens the possibility for raising the vibration. So that's my message to me and everyone who is listening or will be listening to this. Let the things that don't work for you go. Be it tangible and also those that are not tangible. Decide that you're going to do it. This will propel you in the direction. And decide that you would like, with a complete intention and attention, a smooth flow of that to get the results. And then all our ducks will be in a row, metaphorically and physically, and we'll be able to enjoy the flow of life instead of being stuck with piles. Another thing that I would like to mention here is that anytime when there's something that is not working, even if there's just one thing that looks like it's small and it's not working, then it means there is energy blocking it. And that energy could be already tangible, that you can see with your five senses, and could be not tangible. So my encouragement, my inspiration, my desire for me and for you is get on with it. Allow movement. Change the vibration. Thank you. I would like to finish with my favorite prayer that actually puts things in order and gives a wonderful perspective to everything, to flow in harmony. And so we are aligned in harmony and love. Divine consciousness, divine Father Mother Life, you are our lives, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every necessity, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. Well, in order to receive awareness, you have to remove the piles that are preventing us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. See, again, this is what I designed. So it's first on an energy level, it's not tangible to the five senses, and then it's brought into visible form, which means it's detectable to the five senses. Again, every clutter that we manifest, it's because there's some clutter on energetic level. And there are different ways to start decluttering You can start on an energy level, you can start on a physical, you can start on both. The question is just start. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. It is so. It is done. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. And thank you for the contribution and the gift that you are.